Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs some.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
See, that's why you never trust me.
What?
This is not what we talked about. This is not the beginning we discussed.
Sorry.
Oh, I got some hot news off of the Twitter. I can't wait to share.
Wait,
oh, God.
Wait. Let me do my thing. Let me do my thing.
It's 9 seconds old. 9 seconds old. Do it. Do it.
Okay. Calm down. Calm down. Hello, everyone. Welcome to, I almost said Flavor Girls Radio. I don't know. Welcome
Flavor
to-
Girl Radio. Awesome.
I like it.
Woo. Welcome to Gamer Girls Radio. It is about that time. It is Thursday, December 2nd, 2010. I am Sinnoh White, the ever-popular, effervescent, wonderful, articulate woman. Yeah, not really. Anyway, my friend Corey / Gaminatrix is also up in here.
Okay.
Hyperventilating? I don't know.
I don't. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. And then we also have our token male / slave boy. Master Blaster.
We're kicking more ass than a boot in an ass factory.
The timing was wrong. Sorry.
Yes. I'm very disappointed in you because you did not do what we talked about.
Yeah, where's our girl from Kick-Ass?
Why do you care?
Because we like her, because she's a girl and she's in a movie. Exactly.
Okay, there. Happy now?
No, I'm not. Damn it.
No, you should have
done
it before.
There's just no pleasing you then, apparently.
So, Corey, hot news, Twitter, go.
Hot, go.
Well, unfortunately, those of you who are not in the chat room will not benefit from this link I'm about to share. However, there is a trial copy of the game Ilo Milo that's going to be out that you can get from the Xbox. Why can't I talk? The Xbox Live Arcade a full month before the game is released. And I just got that from the lovely Major Nelson. Mwah! So I'm going to paste that to the people in the chat room who may or may not want it. But hey, it's a free game. Well, it's not free, but you get to play it a while before anybody else. I'm about to sign up for my copy while we're doing the show at that, so... That's all I had to say. Welcome back, Blaster.
Yes, thank you. I had a nice little vacation away from you.
You missed us, and you know it.
Yes, as the Hurricane Katrina. Well, as the New Orleans missed Hurricane Katrina. I did in fact miss you.
Oh, whatever. He caught me crying.
Yeah, I know he did. He missed us. Totally.
Crying? Oh, you were crying?
No, I said you called me crying.
Oh, I called you crying. No, that didn't happen. I was laughing. You just were mistaking the noises coming through the phone for crying.
So the blubbering, sniffling, sneezing, and oh my God, I can't live without you. I can't believe I was gone that week. Wasn't you.
I was suppressing giggles in between. Those weren't sniffling.
You cheap whore. So,
I'd rather be an expensive whore. At least you know somebody's getting their money's worth. I'm just saying.
I can't say that on the air. Anyway.
No, don't.
I had to catch myself.
Say that on the air.
It's good that I caught that. I caught myself that time. That would have been really bad. So.
Yeah, I have a tendency not to catch myself until I'm right in the middle of it, and then I go, oh.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
So, I don't even remember what our Thanksgiving show was about. I think I had some cognac or something. I don't know. So, did you guys have good Thanksgivings? Yay!
I cooked like 3 meals, so...
Yeah, I know. You were cooking it 3 days straight.
I was, dude. Cooking up a storm. But it was all good. Like, the turkey I made was perfect. The skin. skin was nice and brown and crispy. The meat was moist and flavorful. It was, man, I could cook some turkey up.
I'm going to make some sound effects from that later.
No, you are.
You totally should, man. You totally should.
Yeah. Last time I made sound effects, you complained.
There you go. Use that.
And it just kept twitching. Oh,
you know what?
No, that's me. If it's Corey, I don't care. But if it's me, I care.
Okay, so I have a kind of sort of brief front lines this week. Oh, you can give the number out this week. We're actually live. So last week you kept giving it out.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Okay, let me give out the number. If you want to call in and talk to us, you're more than welcome because we are live this week. We will be here if you call in. The number is 347-215-7977, or you can try to use that wonderful Skype thingamajiggy. Not sure if it's working now or not. It wasn't working for me at one time, but that should be on our episode page. Find the button, click it, it'll dial you into us. I hope. Maybe.
Amen.
Amen, sister.
He tries. He really does try. Okay. Oh, God, I can't speak. I give up. So, the very brief front lines is I got from our ladies over at Women Gamers who are still working on their new venture, which is to move more to the development side. They basically put up an article or linked to an article that was 2 years old. Kind of sparked some thoughts for me. The article was on stats on Women Gamers and some woman who was, you know, some new kick-ass gamer. And someone responded to this by saying, this article is 2 years old. Where's some new stats? So I went looking for new stats, and there's a few, but not as many as there are about the guys, and definitely not as many as there were, say, 2-3 years ago. So I feel guilty. That's you guys' cue to say, why, Corey? Why do you feel guilty?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why, Corey?
Why
do you feel guilty?
Why do you feel guilty?
Because we're not doing our job, you two. We're not creating enough buzz to make them want to keep stats and tabs on us. I mean, obviously we are the larger percentage of gamers, but we're still not doing anything with this power. Ladies, I implore you out there, do something with this power that we have. We're more than just the women in the commercial fighting over the games for our sons. We are women gamers. Hear us roar in our headsets. Do something. Oh, I'm sorry. I had a moment. It was a salad and the Red Bull.
You're not allowed any more Red Bull. I'm just saying.
It wasn't even a full can.
You're not allowed any. Not even a sip. Not anymore.
And a triple espresso.
You did not have a triple espresso, too.
I sure did.
Girl.
And it was tasty.
You are not allowed at all.
It was a prepackaged triple espresso. You know the little Starbucks that comes in the can? Yeah.
Oh, God, those are the worst.
Yeah. Because
they're, like, super sugary and super caffeinated.
Yes. Okay, now, I'm going to bring up something that just occurred to me. I want to make it clear that I am not trying to entice anyone. Please do not attempt to hack my Xbox or swing by my house or hack my Wii or any of that stuff. I just noticed this because I just got my Kinect, and I'm starting to play Dance Central during the day for exercise. Yay. It's really good exercise. And in setting up my Kinect, I was making sure I was reading all the instructions, and one of them is to allow Xbox to collect information about what you're doing with the Kinect. There's also a very small part of it that says they can collect images and your voice.
Uh-oh.
Now, I, being who I am, like to do my Dance Central in the nude, and I like to do my Wii Sports and Wii Fit in the nude. It occurred to me as I was doing the freestyle dance on Dance Central and it was playing the images back to me that I'm very glad that I turned that setting off, and I went back to check and make sure. Some of you out there, please make sure you have this setting off. I would hate to turn on the TV one day or log into YouTube and see you guys. Ginger in the chat room. Oh, hell.
You know what? I would die. I would not be able to leave my house anymore if that happened to me. No.
I was just like, it just occurred to me today that I want to bring this up because there's a lot of you that will be getting Kinect for Christmas, and some of you have it and probably just breeze through setting it up. Some of you who may be getting it after Christmas and will be all excited and trying to get to, you know, do whatever it is you want to do, Dance Central or Kinectimals or Kinect Adventures, make sure that you have turned this setting off. And Dance Central also has a feature within it that you need to turn off the camera, you know, so that it doesn't snap photos of you. Make sure you turn it off. And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know that mine is off, but it will be after this show, I promise you. Because I'm going in there and turn it off.
I don't even know. My question is, I want you to explain this to me, Corey. Why would you be doing this naked?
Me, because it's a very practical reason. It is my exercise. I'm doing enough to where I get sweaty, and I'm all about time management. So the quickest thing to me is to not have to take off clothes. As soon as I'm done, I'm headed for the shower, and then I come back and get dressed. It also saves time because I don't have to wash workout clothes. Because, you know, if I go out to walk, obviously I have to be dressed. If I go out to run, I have to be dressed. So it is really a time management thing. And, you know, if I was trying to entice people, I'd have all the blinds open. So usually I have my blinds closed and make sure nobody's, you know, peeking in my front door type stuff. So that's why. I'm not trying to entice anybody. That's why I said that at the top of the show. Do you hear me say that?
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to entice people. Don't be stopping by my house all willy-nilly thinking you go see something because I'm going to get my robe before I open the door. Don't be, like, expecting, you know, with the camera I'm going to open the door naked. I'm not trying to entice anybody, so... Don't want anybody's eyes burning out of their head, that kind of stuff.
Whatever, dude. If anyone who has seen you would love to see you exercising naked.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time
I know, I enjoy it.
You know what?
See? See? I was right. See?
I'm going to move along. Moving along. I got to clear my throat. Okay, so we had an interesting conversation going before the show. I don't remember what we were talking about. I think my Red Bull induces ADD for me. Either way, you remember?
Maybe?
Me?
I think it's senility.
Thank you. Mwah, I love you too. Mwah, 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 mwah.
This is where I expect to hear, bitch.
No, I won't say it while you're expecting it.
Oh, okay, good.
I'll throw it in there later.
Mm-hmm. I like surprises. I like them surprises. Mm-hmm.
I like them their surprises and stuff. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, hold up really quickly. I just saw an interesting thing about Facebook. We do discuss some other types of technology and crazy and weird things. People, this is why we talk to you about doing stuff on Facebook and some of you not having proper etiquette. Although the person that did this, I don't expect to have any etiquette. Some guy, I want to say he's a murderer, I could be wrong, and I have lost the link to the article just now, lovely, was Facebooking pictures of the murder weapon while he was in prison and taking pictures of himself and putting up pictures of his daughter, which is also equally stupid, being that you're a murderer. Don't put up pictures of your child, even if you felt justified. Turns out he's an Aryan nation or something like that I read. But some of you are just as unscrupulous putting up pictures of people and things. You know, this generation worries me. So y'all make sure y'all watch the Facebooking, please. And when y'all see people doing stuff like that, they're in prison, please report it immediately. Prisoners are not allowed to have BlackBerries. I don't know if you know this.
They're not allowed cell phones, BlackBerries, any kind of communication with the outside world has got to go through. Yeah, any communication with the outside world has got to go through officials. It cannot be an open forum or really bad shit will happen. So if you see it, this happening, it needs to be reported.
And some of you were not thinking to report it, I'm pretty sure. You thought it was cool. Hey, there's a convict dude putting up pictures on Facebook. No, people. And if you're not sure about proper etiquette for what to do, stop by the site. We do have a new thing up in TechBitch that tells you some proper etiquette rules, because some of you just really don't know. I like to think common sense is common, but it's not. So if you take a look at that. Okay, yeah, and Blaster says his name is Justin Walker.
Justin Walk.
Serving a 30-year sentence for killing of an Oklahoma sheriff. Look at this. I love this. He likes fantasy novels. The movie Natural Born Killers.
This seems odd that he would like that particular movie.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys, please don't fall into this trap. Or if you're dumb, please do so we can find you.
Yes. By all means.
Oh, there's some other interesting articles here. We may have to talk about this later. Teenager jailed for 4 months for refusing to tell the police his password. Love it. Okay. Oh, I remember what we were talking about, because I have this lovely page open. We were talking about the differences. We kind of touched on this last week, or I did. Those other two tricks were drunk or something. Thanksgiving, you know.
I wasn't here last week.
Like I said,
I was not drunk. I have not had a drink in weeks. Thank you very much.
No, we're drunk or something. Saying it was for the food. They weren't really drinking, air quote. They weren't really drinking. They were cooking. We were talking.
I did not use any alcohol in my food, but I did make some really good cheese dip last night that required a beer. Man, it's like a foodgasm. Fantabulous.
Look, there was no alcohol in my food. It was all in my tummy.
Damn right. No, I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm going to share this with you. Thanksgiving Day, I had a huge glass of cognac, and it was an accident. It was
kind of fell in your mouth?
No.
Sure, it was an accident.
No, anybody who lives in Texas knows the weather changes drastically. When I left home, it was 80 degrees. When I was coming back home, it was like 25. So I decided, I will put a little bit of cognac in a cup and some Coke just to warm me while I walked to the truck, because I had on a summertime outfit. Because it was 80 degrees. I apparently put too much cognac. I was pouring a drink for someone else, and I took their drink. So all I had was pretty much all cognac. And I can't drink, so I was crazy by the time I got home. I was looking for squirrels and stuff. And anyway.
You were dancing in front of your Xbox. You see that?
Yes, naked on the Kinect.
Naked.
No, not naked. You got to say naked for it to really resonate. So.
Naked.
Back to these lovely consoles. We kind of talked about this last week, the differences between all the movement things that they're adding to the consoles and which one's better. And I'm gonna say I haven't played a PlayStation Move yet, but I have two of the three, and I can't say one's better than the other. They each have something to bring to the table. I obviously, if I'm playing one of the fitness games on Xbox, I can't weigh myself. Snow, was it you last week that was saying they'll probably come out with some type of apparatus eventually? Is that you?
Oh yeah. I mean it's good business sense. If something works for someone else, come out with your own version of it. If you come out with your own version, they can't get you for copyright, because no one can copyright an
idea.
Quote idea. Yeah, can't copyright an idea for a gadget. You can copyright how an idea is made. How, you know, your own version of it, but you cannot copyright the idea itself.
So, why do you two think that everybody is jumping on the Kinect bandwagon when they were so down on the Wii? The Wii is horrible. That's stupid. But why is the Kinect?
Well, I mean, 50% of it's console fanboys, right? But I think the other 50% of it is people think this is something new and fantastic and wonderful. And in reality, it's just, I mean, this kind of technology has been around for a long time. And I think that they've just you know, Xbox 360 is just marketed well enough that people think it's futuristic and it's awesome and spectacular and all that good stuff. But it's just a bunch of little mini party games. Wait until they – I would love to see them come out with a game that's actually for the hardcore gamer. They're like, oh, this is for casual gamers. You don't understand. But yet they're marketing to these hardcore gamers who are saying this is the future of controllers, but yet they can only control casual, you know, on-rails games with it. So I don't really understand where the future, this whole this is the future thing is coming from. It's not the future. This is the past, and it's just a well-marketed past to me.
And Snow, you own a Wii. You haven't played Kinect yet, I'm sure, but
no.
Are you thinking you're going to have this whole new experience with the Kinect?
No. I played the Wii. Really, I mean, it'll be different games, so that'll be fun, but I mean, it's the same basic principle.
You
I don't understand
the funny
that
thing
it's,
is,
it's not it's, like a
what, go
ahead. But it's not like it's a whole new world, you know.
I think some people are the. Here's what gets me is, and I'm not going to name the person I was having this discussion with again. I'm not going to call her out again. ZQ77, but she.
Hey, you just named her.
I did. I talked about her last week too. I wanted her to fuss at me. She's gonna. I'm waiting for my angry text message when she realizes I'm talking about her. Let me check my phone now. Well, a minute. Wait, we got a 30-second delay, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Just keep it quiet. It'll go off in a minute.
Yeah. And the first thing I'm gonna hear is, "Bitch, did you just blah blah blah?" But I kept trying to explain to her that if you don't have one, you cannot really speak on which one's better. You can say, you know, I think this, I think that. But when we were talking and she kept saying the Xbox, they stepped it up a notch. Not really. They put their speech recognition into the actual controller, whereas we sold it separately and it still costs less than Xbox. I mean, I'm not seeing anything here to where if I didn't just decide to go out and pick up Dance Central, and what reason why I did is, you know, it's a gift for somebody, namely, one. And yes, I do open other people's gifts and play with them. two.
You? No.
Of course I do. And I'll put it back in the box and they'll never know it was touched. But two is it's a really good exercise. I like to vary, you know, I like to switch it up. I still do my Wii Fitness. And mainly because there is no way for me to measure body fat or anything like that playing just the Xbox. Whereas the Wii Balance Board, I can check my weight. I can know if I'm standing kind of weird. And I know a lot of you don't understand the premise behind that. But when you don't stand right, and well, when you get older, you'll realize when you don't stand right, that's how you break a hip. So I need those things. I need to know if I'm standing properly and, you know, to one side more, you know, which hip is going to be broken. I need to plan for these kind of things because you can't game when your hip is broken. I'm just saying. Am I wrong? Can you game with your hip with all this new motion stuff? Because, you know, this.
I don't know. We could break your hip and find out.
You suck. Shut up. Don't you say it. I hear
you. I'm just saying it would be a scientific experiment. You know, and I'd be up for that.
Yeah, I know you would. Tramp. Now, Ginger's saying that we would make a great platform for an MMO. They all would, but nobody's really stepping up to do this. The developers, I think, are afraid of all this. They don't know what to do with all this, the new technology. They're not thinking outside the box. And that's a large portion of the reason why a lot of games were not getting developed for the Wii, because the developers are like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. What can I do with this? So we're still waiting for that one person that comes along and says, you know, I know exactly what to do with this, and let me show you. But those people don't get celebrated, unfortunately. Innovation is not celebrated in the industry until someone else is brave enough to do it first, and then everybody jumps on the bandwagon. And are you in disagreement with that? Do you all think so? Yes, no, maybe so?
I agree totally and completely.
Here's what all I'm saying is that the people that are jumping on the bandwagon now are, I would agree with you, the same people that complained about, oh, motion gaming's a fad, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's true. And, you know, I'm one of those people that has said motion gaming is kind of a fad and it's kind of silly. And, you know, there is only, and after looking at all the motion gaming stuff, there's really only one game I really want to try before I, you know, completely go back to I don't want to play motion gaming ever, and that's that sorcery game. We've talked about it. That's it, though. I mean, like, I've seen all of these Move games. I've actually played with the PlayStation Move, by the way. I went to Best Buy and got a little time with it. I got some, you know, I haven't got any time with the Kinect, but, I mean, it's, you know, I don't feel like jumping around like an idiot in front of my my cat or whatever, you know. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't even own a cat, and I don't feel like embarrassing the cat that doesn't exist, right? But, I mean, the point being is I played with the Move. It wasn't that great. It was a bunch of sports games. The Kinect has, a bunch of sports games for it.
No.
You know, the Nintendo Wii's had a bunch of sports games. You know, it's like, it's all flavors of the same thing. I want something new. Well, I want something different. I want something interesting, and I only see that with sorcery.
Let me just tell you this, Lester. Because everybody was so hard on the Wii, they missed the games that actually had some merit. And you've heard me talk about Red Steel. You heard me talk about the Harry Potter games. Those are games where the developer actually sat down and said, I'm going to develop this for the Wii. And Resident Evil as well for the Wii, where they developed it specifically for the Wii.
Well, the hardcore gamers missed the bandwagon, you're saying.
True. And they didn't. No, well, I say not just hardcore gamers, period. Just anybody who, because some people that are not hardcore gamers didn't want to pick up the Wii either because it looks, you know, it looks stupid. It's bad enough. You know, the video games are bad enough. You know, I'm barely catching on to them with a controller. Now I have to move. So a lot of people didn't get to play some of the games that are actually really good and the premise fits in well. Like I said, Red Steel, the Harry Potter game, really, really good. Y'all hear me rave about that often. And actually, Legend of Zelda, I don't like that they're redoing it again the exact same way, but the original was awesome when I would be able to stand up and, you know, use my nunchuck as a shield and slash with the sword, and it actually was pressure sensitive, which I'm sure all of them are. You know, if I swung faster, then it kept up with me. So I want that same feel if I'm playing a first-person shooter on the Move, because I hear it's better. It's supposed to be better for first-person shooters than the other two because of the three-dimensional aspect. Remember we were talking about that before the show? That the Wii and the Kinect only see you from the front.
Right.
So, yeah. And the Move, obviously, if you're holding the controllers a certain way, I think it gives you a full 360 range.
Well, what's interesting about the Move is I was able to, when I was using it, I was playing, again, a sports game, which I really hate, but I was playing a paddleball game, and it was, I mean, like, when they say one-to-one, it was really one-to-one. I mean, that paddleball, I could turn my hand towards my chest, and on the screen, it would look like it's pointing towards my chest. I could turn it away from my body, pointing, you know, out towards the screen, and it would look like that. I mean, it was exactly whatever direction it was pointing, that's the direction it went. And when I hit the ball, even, I could hit it, I could backhand it or forehand it, and I could, depending on how I hit it, it would react accordingly. So it was a lot of fun, but, I mean, I mean, after a while, it was very one-dimensional. It got very boring, and I played a couple different sports games, and I just threw up my hands and said, you know what, I'm just going to wait until Sorcery comes out.
Yes.
Sorcery a chance before I make my final judgment.
I really want that game, by the way.
We all do.
We want it, but it's like, I hope it doesn't suck. If it's, and this is it, too. I read an article and saw some video of Killzone 3 in action with a Move, and this is what I was trying to tell Corey before the show, is it worries me because I've heard really bad things about first-person shooters on the Wii, and from what I was hearing, the fact that the reticule will snap to your enemies, so when you're firing the gun, you know, if you just point your reticule over an enemy, it will snap to it and will follow the enemy around the screen. That's not a first-person shooter.
Well, now, see, the Wii didn't do that. The Wii did not do that. When I played Resident Evil, what I loved about it, you know what happens before I jump into that? What happens with gamers is they get used to one experience, and when you start switching it up, some people don't like the change, and they start bitching about it. But in playing Resident Evil on the Wii, when I'm aiming at the, you know, the zombies, there was no, you know, reticle snapping to anything. I had to be aiming wherever I was going to shoot, their head, their chest, their arm, or you didn't hit them. And when I leaned back, the screen actually leaned back to say, you're leaning back, therefore, oh, now your gun's aiming up. So, you know, all of that was in there and making sure I had to change. And when I needed to reload my gun, they kind of went back to the old House of the Dead. You guys remember playing that at the movie theater where you had to aim the gun off the screen?
I loved that game.
Yes. So same concept, but depending on what weapon it was, you had to do it a certain way. If it's a shotgun, you had to make a shotgun movement off the screen, and then you'd put your shotgun back. But these games don't get any recognition because people were so pissed off. Oh, it's on the Wii. It's not fun. Well, is it going to be fun now on the Kinect for you?
Or the Move? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that after playing with the Move, it was fun. Yeah, it was one-to-one. I mean, that was kind of cool, but the novelty wore off very quickly. This is the point I'm trying to make with the Wii and the Kinect. I mean, the Move and the Kinect, and I guess the Wii, too. I think the novelty is going to wear off extremely quickly if they don't bring the software, if they don't start doing things that aren't – if they keep copying the Wii and the Wii games and all that, then – it's going to be boring really quickly, because personally I felt like most of the Wii games are pretty boring. And if they keep copying the Wii, that's what's going to happen. That's all I'm saying. And if they want to really usher in the new age of motion controlling, they want to take advantage of it, they want to get people excited about it again, then do something different with it. Don't just keep ripping the Wii off left and right.
I don't really hear Kinect or anybody – I don't want to blame Microsoft. All they did was make a controller. So right now it's in developers' hands to do whatever it is they're going to do with the technology. And I don't see anybody coming up with anything. Anybody else seeing anything on the horizon that's going to work with the Kinect at all?
I heard that they were showcasing a very very crappy graphics first-person shooter, and it was terrible, and everybody hated the controls for it. People actually walked away from it in the middle of playing it because it was that bad. And I heard it's really hard to do something like that on the Wii. So,
see, I see a lot of games Microsoft themselves are developing. Kinect Sports, which is the same as Wii Sports. Kinectimals. I haven't played Kinectimals, but for some reason Animal Crossing keeps popping into my head, so I'm not exactly... I love Animal Crossing, but I love Animal Crossing as Animal Crossing. So, Joyride is supposed to be coming out, which is a racing game, in case you can't figure that out from the name.
Yeah. I was going to ask what it was, and I was like, you know what? I can probably tell by the name.
So I don't know. I don't see this as being successful after. You can't keep a, create a whole movement of, pun intended, from one game, which is Dance Central. And again, I've already noticed that the same thing we were just talking about with the 360 movement and playing Dance Central. Once you, if I turn my back to it, it doesn't know if I've turned my back.
Yeah.
When I did a finishing move earlier today in a dance, it didn't notice that I was supposed to be, my back is supposed to be facing the camera. So it still registered. Excellent. Okay. I'm facing the wrong way. Now, I understand the technology is still new for everybody, even the people at Nintendo, but all you got is this one game. At least Nintendo can say we do have a vast library. Some people don't know about these games because they were so angry with us, but Xbox, I see nothing. I really see nothing. I have nothing other in PlayStation. All you've got me on is sorcery. Again, you better bring it before. You got to bring something else. I already have a PlayStation, but for me to go get Move for one game, after that, it's going to be sold. When I'm done playing sorcery, especially if it sucks, it may go right back to the store. What is this crap that you just gave me?
You know, what's really going to make me mad is I have to buy the whole system just to play the game. So if I find out this game sucks, I am going to be pissed the fuck off.
Hit up Sony. Pack up your people.
How much Snow's going to be grabbing your people?
Snatching your people up.
He's going to be snatching your people up.
Climbing
if
through
this
your
game sucks. Climbing through your windows.
Hide your advertisers. Hide your executives.
And hide your husband. Let's go snatching everybody up here.
Hide your artists, hide your coders, hide your...
Wow.
Snow is cutting everybody up in here.
We need that song, actually. That's what we really need. That's what we need.
Oh, no. We need to remake it with the gaming spin. That's what we need to do.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm hearing it in my head. It's not good. It's not good.
We should totally do that, though, man. That'd be fabulous.
Yeah, we're going to get kicked off the air.
Well, obviously, we have a...
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, no.
She's climbing in your window. She's snatching your piece of water.
As long as you can use auto-tune, I'll sing it. But without auto-tune, I mean,
That's how he sang it. Hell, hell, he wasn't even singing it. He was just saying it. That's awesome.
Wow.
So I'm concerned. I really am concerned about how this is going to go. Nintendo, whatever you're doing, please hurry up. These people don't know what to do. You know, they copied your idea. They didn't think it through clearly. Really?
I'm just saying. Here's the thing. I'm just saying that, like I said before, if they don't show up with some new original games, if Killzone 3 controls suck as bad as some of the other first person shooters on the Wii, it's gonna be a bad thing for Sony, and I think the Xbox 360 might have a little more life because people are stupid and they fall for all the hype and they fall for all the other stuff. But that's going to also, people are not going to be playing with their Kinects in a year if they don't come up with some games that aren't just party games, but are real hardcore games for it. If that doesn't happen, then those Xbox 360 people are going to put those Kinects up and they're going to go back to their controllers.
No, see, Blaster, you just hit the nail on the head of what I keep saying. The first-person shooters on the Wii didn't suck. It's because people were just pissed off
at
Wii.
I heard from people that were huge Wii supporters that told me they suck. Let me just explain this to you real quick. So what I'm trying to, this is how it was explained to me. There's a little square around the reticule that you can freely move the reticule around, and it won't move the character. Well, the character won't actually shift his position left or right. When you exit that invisible box, then that actually forces the whole screen to move right or left. And that was really annoying because they said when you were in a situation of a firefight and you're trying to just accurately, you know, shoot somebody and shoot somebody's just off to the right a little bit, and off to the right side of the screen, and you try to just move over there, you want to stay in your current position, but you just want to move the reticule over there and shoot them, sometimes you'd pass that invisible line and the whole screen would shift, and then you'd throw your shot off. And so they were telling me that.
You know what that is? The Wii, and this same, well, I can't say the same thing's going to happen on Kinect. It may happen on the move. What it is when you're holding the Wii, you have two controllers in your hand, literally, and some people cannot reconcile having two controllers that do two different things in your hand. In your right hand or left hand, depending on which one you have, and Snow can probably attest to this, there's the little joystick part that you actually move. That usually is what moves you. In every game you're in, what sounds to me like is whoever you were talking to was moving that joystick and not realizing they're moving their screen. It's not the reticle. That part moves you. And then the other is for shooting, your left or right hand, whichever the actual Wiimote is in. And that's what causes the problem. Or, I don't know, my screen is moving, I just want to shoot here. But I didn't get the whole. I wasn't angry at them. Put it that way. It wasn't horrible.
Well,
shut up. But it wasn't as horrible as they keep making it out to be.
Well, I'm just saying that this person that told me this, I think they understand the difference between the two controllers, and that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case from what they told me. I asked them that very question. What?
What you said in chat, not in the show chat. Yes, that is true.
No, it's not a Blaster. It's not so much as they don't know how to use it. It's, again, when you're... Okay, I'll put it to you this way. Okay, I have all the consoles in my house. When I move from one to other, sometimes it gets a little confusing about which does what. And the person may know the Wii very well, but when you sit down to play it, it's a different story. If you've been playing, you know, Call of Duty on Xbox all day, and this joystick does this, and when you go to play the other, he may be not even realizing he has his thumb, or he has two triggers on the nunchuck part alone. Two triggers, and then there's a joystick, and then the other has another trigger and a bunch of buttons over there. He may have been pressing and holding something and not even recognizing it because the adrenaline gets going when you're doing a first-person shooter, which is what was happening to me.
I'm just saying that he told me this was not what was going on, and it was really just how the game was designed. And I tend to believe him. I understand what you're saying. I understand people get frustrated and people don't know really what they're doing sometimes, but I have the feeling that he was telling the truth, and I believe him about this. But here's the thing I'm trying to say about all of this, right? I mean, the whole point of this is that it just got to bring, this next year cannot be about, you know, Kinect cannot have just casual games. Move cannot just have casual games. If both of those new peripherals, if all they're good for is casual games, then people will stop using them and they will start collecting dust. And then
They won't. Because you've already said people are stupid, and we already have the people that are like, this is so much better than Wii. You ever played the Wii? No.
Hey,
That's all I'm saying, but they will have the same
comments.
Oh, wait,
I want to say something. Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
Yes,
hey.
Ma'am.
Hey. I have a great idea for a game.
The horses.
Well?
Don't make me come through this phone at you, Blaster. I'll do it. Anyway, I have a great idea for a game. Corey, you know how you're always talking about Top Model and shit?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they made a Top Model game for, like, the Kinect or the Move or something, and you had to, like, walk the runway? And
well,
you had to pose, and they, like, judged your poses and shit? How cool would that be, man?
That would be awesomeness, because that is what's missing from the actual Top Model game. Here's what I was hoping. Well, I actually haven't talked about the Top Model game, because it's a new company, and they sent us two copies, and it has some merit. It the exercise in it, wonderful, fantastic. There is no runway walking, there's no posing, and there's no Tyra, there's no Miss J, there's no Mr. J, none of those people are there.
Wait, there's only Miss J, there's no Mr. J.
There is a Mr. J.
Get it right, there's a Miss J.
There's a Miss J.
The fact that he's arguing with that makes me happy.
Yeah, that he knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't even know who Miss J is, and the fact that you do totally made my night.
Obviously you've either A, never watched America's Top Model, or B, ever had a wife who enjoys watching America's Top Model.
No, I've never had a wife.
I'll let you figure out which one of those two I fit into.
I never had a wife, although I did have a couple girlfriends, but that was before Top Model. And I have never watched the show myself, so there you go.
Okay, well, there's two J's, and one of them is more masculine than the other, but they're both gay, is why he keeps saying it's Miss J. No offense to our gay listeners. Y'all can beat up Blaster later. So, anyway.
You can spank me later.
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm going to back out of this conversation with my hands in the air and knowing that both of you have Kinect eyes and won't be able to see my backside anyway.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Corey, if you're facing the wrong – sorry, go ahead. So.
I said I'll totally hack your camera and take pictures for my own use, of course,
want the last part of that song where you have to spin around backwards.
That was – what song was it I was dancing to today? I don't even remember. Was it Dip It Low? I don't know.
Oh, my God, did you really get low? Okay, no, I want that one. That's the one I want.
No, there was no low. Wait a minute, that wasn't the song either.
What song is that?
There's a.
I want the one with the fur boots.
Here's another thing I'm noticing. I'm thinking about Kinect is where they're missing out. Okay, they have all these, you have all these new artists out that are really into the dancing thing. Okay, you got your Beyonce, you got your Lady Gaga, you got your Rihanna, you got your, I mean, 50 million. Out of those ones I just named, only two are in the game. Beyonce's not there. And I would think if the people at Harmonix were as smart as I think they are, you guys should have a whole pack with nothing but Beyonce songs, starting with Single Ladies. Now,
right?
You may not have a lot going for you, but you should have that on your side. You need to be contacting Miss Knowles or, wait a minute, what's Jay-Z's real name? Mrs. Z, and tell them you need her songs. You need her songs for Dance Central. That's money in the bank right there. I'm just saying.
It's all these good ideas. You know somebody's gonna gank it from us.
Oh, they always steal my ideas. You know, and they say they're not watching, but
they are.
No, I know they are because I got somebody in trouble. I still owe my friend a huge apology. I'm so sorry. My friend is a game developer. Y'all know that story, yes?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. You can say it again though, because I don't remember shit. Go ahead.
Y'all know that horrible, horrible, horrible Shadowrun game that came out. I have a friend who is a game developer, and they were developing a version that is actually like the real and true Shadowrun from back in the day tabletop game. They were developing an MMO. Would have been awesome sauce. I interviewed them, and a couple of hours after this interview went up on Gamenatrix, Microsoft served them with a cease and desist order.
Awesome.
So, I know they're watching. So.
All right.
Moving along.
I have a little bit of news. Did you guys hear about PETA has been getting in a fight with an indie developer? Did you guys hear about that?
No.
No.
So I don't know if either one of you are familiar with the indie hit Super Meat Boy. It's a little platforming game where you play as a wad of meat who is trying to rescue
his
girlfriend.
Is that off that that one show? Oh God, on Adult Swim. You know what I'm talking about with Meatwad?
No, it's not. No,
Bye,
it's not
guys.
That. No, it's not that. It's not off of that. No, it's its own thing. So, anyways, he plays this little piece of meat who's trying to rescue his girlfriend from villainous characters. So, anyways, of course, PETA, being an anti-meat, as they are, decided to come up with their own little mini game where instead of playing as Super Meat Boy, you play as Tofu.
Oh,
and,
oh my God.
Right. So, you know, they made this whole game, and of course, PETA has put out a statement as well to go with the game. It's basically the backstory as to why you're playing as Tofu and not Meat Boy. So I'll just read you the backstory. It says, Meat Boy is a vengeful, bloody cube of rotting animal flesh, and he smells. After a short-lived fling with Bandage Girl, sympathy dates, really, he became enraged when he was dumped for the tasty and satisfying Tofu Boy. Once Bandage Girl slept with Tofu Boy and saw all that he had to offer, it was bye-bye beef, hello bean curd. Enraged by his loss and lack of ability to compete with the badass that is Tofu Boy, Meat Boy snapped and kidnapped Bandage Girl because he can't have her, no one will. So there you go. This is it's a little game. So
wait, let me put a spin on that for you. And since they've done that, now the people from the abuse center are going to be talking about, you have Tofu abusing women, they've kidnapped the girl. Or the meat is kidnapping the girl, they're going to come after PETA. I think that's good.
Well, what's really interesting, though, is it's really funny because the indie developer has basically said, first off, thank you to PETA, because PETA is 1,000 times more popular than the small little indie developer well-known. Mm-hmm. And for them to go out of their way and bring all of this attention to their little indie game has just been a huge PR win for them, first off. And second off, I thought it was really interesting because on Twitter, the company that makes Super Meat Boy, had this to say about PETA. They said, and let me get the actual quote up here. It's kind of interesting. It says, how many, let's see, let me get back to here. It's on this page right here. Sorry, 1 second. I have to go back to the actual link here. I'm sorry. It was, basically it was a joke about how many PETA people does it take to screw in a light bulb? To change a light bulb. And the answer was none, because PETA really can't change anything.
Oh.
And I thought that was really interesting and somewhat hilarious. Here it is. How many PETA members does it take to change the light bulb? None. PETA can't change anything. What do you guys feel about that? I think that was kind of just a really stupid thing to pick on a video game. What do you guys think?
PETA is starting to sound like the Woodsboro people. Isn't that their name, Woodsboro? Or is that the name of the murderer
Westboro.
From Scream?
Westboro.
Whatever.
Westboro or something?
Woodsboro
yeah,
is fine.
I think PETA's gone a little too
church.
Far. That's it. Yeah, I think PETA's gone a little too far with their what's it called protest. I mean, come on, really? Can you at least protest the big stuff and leave the video games alone?
It's not even real meat; it's virtual meat.
I know.
It's virtual
meat.
Right.
No animals were harmed in the making of this video game. Okay.
Yes, but the intent was there.
If anything, they're showing that meat. Sorry. Go ahead.
They're like, they're you know, it's not like they went out and butchered an animal to get what meat looks like.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting that here they are showing you that meat is a living, breathing, thinking, caring thing, right? This is kind of what PETA's been trying to do with all of their half-naked chicks in cages, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're almost making the point for PETA, and then PETA has to step out of their way to completely miss the point entirely, and then to make fun of basically a video game that has nothing to do with their campaign anyways. So, I mean, this whole thing is just, to me, is just a giant PR flub for PETA. Oh, and what's really interesting also is that the company that makes Super Meat Boy is now offering a playable tofu character in Super Meat Boy.
Oh, nice.
So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. And it's basically a really old, shriveled up cube that basically says, kill me.
Never had tofu. Has anybody had that and knows what it tastes like?
I've had tofu. Tofu tastes
like
whatever
nothing.
You put it in. Right. Yes. It's whatever you put it in. Whatever sauce you put it in, that's what it tastes like. And it's got a consistency of bean, just like you're eating beans, essentially.
It's
it is bean curd after.
I can't stand it. The texture is disgusting, and there's no flavor to it. I mean, it disintegrates if you put it in anything too hot. I can't eat it. It's just foul.
So if I put it in syrup or pancakes, not.
It'll
I'm
taste
just
like
this.
Syrup and pancakes.
PETA, I hate to break it to you, but there's nothing better than a big juicy cheeseburger.
Oh, speaking of big juicy burgers, I got to give another shout out to my peoples here. Five Guys Burgers and Fries. I love you. Thank you for the Cajun fries. Lovely.
We're so going to get protested by a PETA now.
You know,
good.
You
send
know
all
what?
Of your hot naked chicks to Master Blaster.
I don't. Okay. I don't. I think somebody, PETA needs to talk to their people, because naked chicks does not make men think about, oh, I don't want to eat meat. It thinks, ooh, porn. I'm sorry. And women look at it and think
Thank
the same
you.
Thing, ooh, porn. We don't think, I don't want to eat meat. I don't care what you do to them. You cover them in meat. When you cover them in meat, then I think top model, because they did a shoot like that. Oh, cool. It's a top model shoot. So you're not.
Okay,
you're not
no, when I see a woman covered in meat, know what I think? Disease. I think... nasty disease. There's bacteria crawling all over you. You got rotting flesh hanging on your body. That's nasty. That's
yeah, but
I'm
not eating it.
They had to kill an animal to put the meat on. What are you doing?
So they went by people. They need to talk to their people. Y'all need to get the people that did that Geico commercial, you need to get them and see if they can help you.
Right? Anyway, we are so off base. Back to the video game.
Yes. Well,
went on a rant. Okay, we're good now.
It was. It's okay, so you guys know.
My phone is hot, by the way. I'm mad. Go ahead.
It sure is. It's sexy. No, I'm just kidding.
It's P-H-A-T. Pretty hot. Yes. Tipton.
That's right. That's okay. Right. So here.
Those are my initials.
They are not. The VGAs are due to come on any day now. Video Game Awards. I never watch. I'm going to watch even less this year because... there, I caught Mr. Kiley, Mr. Jeff Kiley, who I sometimes dub a hero and sometimes dub a jackass, talking about the four games that got voted, that were voted the best four games of the year, Mass Effect, Red Dead Redemption, and did he say Call of Duty? I don't remember. In any case, they don't. I'm really upset that these were the four games that were picked for four greatest games of the year. I think... they needed to get more on the indie side. This is part of what I always go into a rant about. Individuality, originality is not celebrated in the gaming industry. If you keep making the same game over and over, everybody's happy. Yay!
Hey.
Let's make Halo 25, Mass Effect 8.
It's kind of like the Rocky scenario going on. There was a joke that would be like a Rocky 123 or something.
Oh,
you know, like 100 years in the future, yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I hear Red Dead Redemption is awesome, and I do want to play it. But, God, can somebody find some really good game out there that deserves this attention? And I know it's out there, and I can't be the only one hunting for it. We need some new blood. Am I wrong? Hello?
No, you're totally right, dude. We need something new.
Y'all are...
Well, no, I'm behind you 100%, Corey.
Well, stop standing behind me and step in front.
I like the view back then.
Stop standing behind me and step out front then.
I like the view. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I kind of do too, so I think I'll stay here.
Y'all suck. I need me a... I don't know. I need a... Oh, so for our WoW people, Cataclysm,
yeah,
came out. Either one of y'all played it?
No.
I have some friends, though, that quit World of Warcraft 2 years ago because they found a life. And, you know, and I mean, and that's no slam on World of Warcraft. That's just saying to be a top-end player in that game, you have to raid at least 4 to 5 times a week. And, you know, who's got time for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, and when you raid, some of these raids we're talking about, these are 40-man raids. These aren't like 5-man raids or you know, these 20-man raids. So, I mean, even a 20-man raid takes a couple hours to complete, you know, about 4 or 5 hours. Actually, more than a couple. It's like 4 or 5 hours to complete. A 5-man raid can take 2 to 3 hours. You're raiding 5 nights a week. That's like 15 hours a week you're spending, you know, on 5-man raid. So it's like they didn't have the time to be a top, you know, player, top tier player, so, and to join a top tier guild to get the good stuff, the good equipment. So they reached the high level, and then they were like, well, I'm done, and they moved on. And so I had a few friends that are like that. And after seeing the Cataclysm stuff, you know, they're interested. They've always, you know, there's always that, once you're a WoW addict, you've always kind of got that craving. It's like they say in AA, right? Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic, right? But I mean, it's not enough by itself. Cataclysm is not enough by itself to tempt me to come back. But the world as a whole is still very enticing. And I could see they've been saying that they've been wanting to come back for the last, you know, couple months. And Cataclysm was just the latest reason to talk about WoW and how the good old days were, you know. But me personally, I'm not, it's not going to bring me back to the game after all this time.
I never really got into WoW, into the raiding and the constant, you know, the constant push. Well, you have to be on at this time, and, you know, you have to go do the dungeon, and you have to have all of this stuff, and you have to have this gear, and I'm not into that. That's not why I play games. I don't play games for the end game. I don't play games to be the most badass person on the server. I play games for my own personal enjoyment. If I'm not enjoying the game anymore, I'm not going to play it.
Preach, sister, preach.
Damn right. So if you can't come out with an expansion pack or storyline that catches my attention, that keeps me hooked, I'm not going to play it anymore. And WoW, to me, it totally has lost my interest. Every single expansion that came out, every single storyline that came out was the exact same thing, just with a different twist on it. And that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something fresh, something that sparked my interest. And, you know, and it sounds weird, but right now I'm still stuck on that Wizard 101 game because it's unique. The battle play style is fun, you know, and it's caught my interest. So if WoW can do that, I might go back and play WoW. So there are some apps.
To which I would add, anybody that's thinking about going back and playing WoW,
it's a trap.
Wizard 101 rocks. I'm sorry.
It really does. It is so much fun. For any of you who have kids, and they play video games, and you just aren't sure how to connect with them in a video game, play this game.
Even if you don't have kids, it's awesome.
I know. I don't have kids, and I love it. I was in the game, and I was messing around, and I was walking past this group of people, and this one, I guess it was a kid, he's like, Dad, where are you? And I just went, oh, that's so cute.
I'm just saying,
so
Dark Knights broke the game. Dark Knights broke the game.
Yes, Dark Knights, back to WoW. Death Knights, by the way.
Sorry, I'm thinking about EverQuest, back in my EverQuest days.
Yeah, okay, so don't get me started. I was going to say, Dark Knights, that's from EverQuest.
Sorry, whatever the heck they are. The Dark Knight / Death Knight / everybody knows it's the same exact damn thing. Broke the stupid game. I'm sorry. Broke the game.
That's what, you know why? Because they tried to steal it from EverQuest to put it in their game. And on that note, EverQuest, please go back to your original format. I will come back. I'm paying for a subscription. I'm in. Let's do this. Is it that time?
It is that time.
That time.
Yep. I totally lost track of time this time.
Obviously, we have a racist.
Don't play that song. We can't play that.
Oh, no.
All right. Slasher. Slasher. Don't play that song.
Hi.
Please stage it. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
It is hilarious. It's not because we don't, it's not cause we don't want you to play it.
Is that better now? We're going to embark on a master quest.
That's good.
There you go. We see you guys next week. Remember, kids, only you can prevent forest fires.
these girls are looking lively.
Wonder Woman, Supergirl.
I'm so nervous that I could hurl.
I like guns, I mean like rope guns. See her, meet her,
this is fun.
The girl's a geek, she plays the Wii. And love Stan Lee.
Anime, I wanna play with Felicia Day. Now let's cosplay.
Princess Peach.
The One Ring.
Comic Con's everything. Fanboys hanging out. All that cape hanging out.
Movies and groupies and boobies. No newbies, just Daphne Tuesday.
Katie, my lady.
Yeah. How about an autograph, maybe?
Uh-huh. Well, we can get it on. Cause you represent
Comic Con.